Tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a very, very exciting show today. During the first half hour, we're going to be discussing the concept, should olive oil be considered a fruit oil? But more specifically, whenever people talk about vegetable-based oils, plant-based oils, how they're so good for us, they always lump olive oil in with a bunch of other bad oils. There's a reason for that. We're going to talk about that with our resident olive oil specialist, Bettina Feo, in just a second. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Russ Scala, and we're going to talk about the emerging science of breaking addiction. There is new hope for people who are addicted to things out there. You may not know about them. And we're going to talk to a guy who makes a living providing those services. But without further delay, how you doing, Bettina?
I'm doing real well, Carl. How you doing?
Wonderful. I got a little head cold. The audience knows I've been struggling with it for the past couple days. I was actually getting better, and then yesterday I decided to go to the gym. I think that turned out to be a bad idea. I think I pushed myself back a little bit. So I took off today, and I'm going to take off tomorrow until I feel better. Okay, so for those of you who remember Bettina Feo, she is one of the founders of Papa Vince, extra virgin olive oil from Sicily, a very, very unique type of olive oil. And we're going to talk more about that in a second. But I think Bettina agrees with me when I say that there's something a little sinister going on whenever you see an article in the mainstream talking about or extolling the benefits of vegetable oils. They always talk about soybean oil, safflower oil, canola oil, and also seed oils like sunflower oil. But they always put olive oil in the front. They always say, consume more vegetable oils like olive oil, canola oil, soybean oil, corn oil. Wait a minute. Olive oil is put in there for a reason. Because olive oil, of all those oils, is actually the healthy one. But they want to lump them all together because they all grow out of the ground and say they're all the same, and they're not. What do you think about that statement, Bettina?
I agree with you. It's very deceiving. That's what they do. I mean, you know, but what they don't tell you is how oils are extracted, and that's what really makes the difference.
Well, we're going to get into extraction in a second, but more importantly, olive oil, olives are a fruit, unlike, let's say, sunflower oil for a second. Let's look at sunflower oil. So there are two types of seeds in the world. There are fruit seeds that do not have anti-nutrients protecting them. They have the flesh of the fruit. The idea behind a fruit seed is this, and I'm going to get a little technical, and some of you are going to be a little grossed out. But when we were living out in the deserts, in the jungles, we weren't living in houses with toilets. The fruits wanted us to eat them because they knew that eventually we would poop on the ground, and what would come out in our poop, this beautiful fertilizer, mound of hot fertilizer, would be the seeds that were in the fruit. So we were actually helping these fruit plants grow and cover a greater area of ground. We were actually helping them to do better in procreation, if you will. Then there's another type of seed plant. These seeds, they don't have fruit around them. In fact, they don't want to be eaten. They want to fall on the ground and find their way into the earth on their own. These types of seeds have things in them that harm the animals that eat them. And so the animals that eat them get sick, and then they learn, oh, don't eat that. Soy is one of those. Sunflower seeds, unfortunately, yes and no, because they have a hard shell. Once the shell is gone, the anti-nutrients are gone. But soybean is a great example of this. Corn is a great example of this. So these types of oils are very, very high in omega-6 fatty acids, which are very, very highly inflammatory. Plus, they have a variety of other lectins, which are proteins that are designed to make the host that's eating them sick. Now, small animals get really sick. Bugs sometimes die. But humans, we just get moderately sick. So maybe so little that we don't notice it because we go on. But when we eat it and day in and day out, weeks and months and so on, the chronic disease starts to build up. So the difference between a fruit seed and one of these other seeds we're talking about is that the fruit seeds are designed to be eaten. They are designed to be eaten. So they don't have the anti-nutrients that would harm us. Olives are a fruit. Unfortunately, the seed is very big and it's hard to eat. So most of the time you'll spit it out. But some animals swallow them whole and then they poop them out. You want to say a comment on my review there?
I think that's a very good way of putting it. You're right.
Okay. Now, olives also have something else. More and more research is being done on things like oleoupin. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Okay. So a recent study was published that showed that oleoupin is actually anabolic. It preserves and builds muscle. Oleoupin is one of the constituents found in olive oil. Oleic acid has been known to have a myriad of benefits for health. Olive oil has been known to be very, very good for you. So when we talk about vegetable oils and you see olive oil in there, stop. Stop in your tracks and ask yourself, why are they putting olive oil in with these other oils? And the only reason is to make the other oils look like they're healthy and safe for you. So let's talk about Papa Vince for just a moment. Papa Vince comes from the Nocella.
Nocellata, yeah.
Go ahead, you say it.
Nocellata del Belice.
Right, which is a very, very unique olive, only found in two places in the world, and that is in some region of Africa and then Sicily, right?
Correct.
Okay. This olive is a spicy olive. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes, I will.
And the Papa Vince olive oil is probably the most unique tasting olive oil that anyone can buy anywhere because of this spicy quality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell me about the harvest this last season for Papa Vince, because I know that you have very small harvest. You produce very small number of bottles of olive oil, right?
Yes, we do. We do. I mean, our orchards are located in Sicily, like you said. And we don't use any fertilizers or any of the other stuff that people put in the plants. We try to do everything. I shouldn't say fertilizers. We use all natural fertilizers, but we don't use any chemicals,
right.
I should say, like pesticides and herbicides and insecticides. That's what I should have said, fertilizers.
And in fact, for many years, you paid a great deal of money to have the organic designate on your bottle, but recently you decided to give that up. Why was that?
Because the organic industry, the organic certification is no longer what it used to be. It's becoming more a bribing system, and you're going to notice more and more that the big companies that all of a sudden becoming organic, and you're going to notice that all the small businesses are pulling out, and there is a reason for that. And that's the best I can say.
So, but when you gave up the organic designation, did you change anything about the way you produce your olive oil?
We didn't. We are still producing it the way we used to because we all our orchards are located on the hills of the mountains. And, you know, the fresh winds really keep all the insects and all the bugs out of our orchards, and we should consider ourselves very blessed for that reason.
Interesting. I didn't realize that that played a role in this.
It does play a role, you know, because there are other areas that are more on the valley, and there is not a fresh wing, and it's funny how they do struggle more with bugs than we do.
And because you don't, did you say you don't water the olives?
Well, olives, they don't need too much water.
Okay.
You have to be careful with that, that because they grow in arid areas.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Yes, yes.
So they don't need much water. What's important for us is a nice cold winter, because that's when the olive tree really flourishes. And that's how it gets stronger, because the winter really kills all the bacteria and all the diseases. So that's really important to us.
Interesting. I had no idea of that, that the winter plays a bigger role than the growing season. That's interesting.
It does. It does, because it keeps the trees healthy.
Is Papa Vince in distribution yet? Will people find it in grocery stores yet?
No. We don't sell to grocery stores. We only sell online. And recently we started selling on Amazon. So those are the two places you can find Papa Vince.
Now, we have a coupon code for the audience, right? It's what is it? SHR? I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. I should have had it in front of me.
It's SHR. 45. So
45.
Superhuman Radio, which is your initials, and then 45. And that is a great deal because, you know, one single bottle on Amazon goes for $37. So here you're going to be able to get two bottles
for $45. And we have banner ads up on superhumanradio.com, but you can also go to papavince.com, correct?
Correct. That's where you're going to get the deal.
Right. SHR 45. Right.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So I want to give out a recipe. I have a fantastic recipe. We have to take a commercial break. I have a fantastic, easy-to-make recipe for the best salad dressing you have ever tasted, I promise you. And after I reveal it on the air, I will put it up in my blog later today. We're talking right now with Vatina Fio from Papa Vince. They are coming back as a sponsor. Let's show them some love. Go to papavince.com. Or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.com. Use the coupon code SHR45 for two bottles of Papa Vince for $45. I promise you, you will never be satisfied with any other olive oil once you use Papa Vince. It's all we use in my home. Stay tuned.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner. Today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cree Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from
from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the DaVinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the DaVinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Bettina Theo from Papa Vince right now. I'm going to give you the greatest salad dressing recipe that you have ever had, and I will promise you that you will do just like everybody else that tries it. You'll actually finish your salad, pick up the bowl, and drink the salad dressing when you're done. I'm serious.
Yeah, I believe it.
About 7 years ago, Elisa and I were at a farmer's market, and there was a guy selling homemade salad dressings. And I said, how did you make it? And when he told me, he says, you know, there's no preservatives in it, so it only lasts a couple weeks in your refrigerator. And I said to Elisa, we could make this stuff at home. So we stopped buying salad dressing 7 years ago, and we started to experiment with our own salad dressing. And one day, don't ask me why, but I just had the idea to make this particular salad dressing, and this has been the salad dressing that we make when we have company, when we're entertaining, or when we're just eating ourselves at home, and we want a salad. It's so simple, okay? If you have like a, like I have one of those Ninja blenders at home that has the little cup that you can make a single serving like protein drink in. And I use that to make our salad dressing. And it fills up a ball jar completely. And it lasts a couple three salads when I make it. But it's so easy to make. It's 3/8 of a cup of Papa Vince olive oil, 3/8 of a cup of white balsamic vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon of white pepper, not black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of ginger powder, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and I use sea salt, and 1 large grapefruit, 1 medium orange, the juice from the grapefruit, the juice from the orange. You put it all in your blender and you blend it up. Oh, I'm sorry. And 3 medium to large strawberries, of course organic. I know I was forgetting something. You put all these in your blender. You blend them up. It just takes, I don't know, maybe a couple minutes of blending. And put it in the refrigerator for 20, 30 minutes before you're going to have it. Pour it on your salad liberally. Love your salad to death. Eat every bit of it. And you will pick up your bowl and drink the salad dressing. I guarantee it. And when you have company over, You can make this for them in front of them, minutes before the salad goes on the table, and they'll be so impressed. They'll say, oh, my God, you make your own salad? Oh, yeah. The magic in this dressing is the spicy, buttery flavor of Papa Vince combined with the ginger and white pepper bridges over to the slightly tart grapefruit and into the slightly sweet orange and strawberry. Oh, my God. I guarantee you this is the best salad dressing you have ever tried. You will never want any other salad dressing again in your life if you try this. And it does not taste the same when I don't use Papa Vince, because we ran out of Papa Vince one day and we were having company and I made the dressing with Bertolli olive oil that I happened to have some laying around. It was just, you know, forever. It doesn't even smell good, that stuff. And I tell you, I said to Elisa, I'm not drinking this. It doesn't taste good. it was true. It's a true story. And that's the only salad dressing we use in our house. And it's all because of the flavor of Papa Vince. Papa Vince is a spicy, buttery flavored olive oil. Buttery flavored. It has that buttery feel in your tongue. It's so delicious. It changes the context of everything you put in it.
It does.
So there you go. So what else is new and exciting over at Papa Vince? You have more than olive oil now, don't you?
We do. We do. We're expanding our line, and we're just working with other friends and family, and we're really bringing artisan products that are authentically made. You know, one of them that I'm really excited is the balsamic vinegar, because people in the industry don't realize how much cheating. I mean, people, I should say the public doesn't realize how much cheating is really going on in the balsamic industry as well.
Like everything else?
A lot of it.
Yeah.
Yes. Like everything, you know, they're doing a lot of it in the lab with lots of sugar. And I tell people the way you can tell that Papa Vince is really authentic is the beautiful wine finish at the end that is truly addictive. Mm-hmm. And when you combine it with Papa Vince extra virgin olive oil, it really makes an excellent, excellent salad dressing. I know you're using white balsamic vinegar, Carl, but I would challenge to switch it, you know, with Papa Vince and tell me what you think about it.
I'll do that. Yeah.
It's really amazing. And we're also bringing pastas that are made with ancient grains. They're non-GMO. And one of the biggest comments we get from our customers is that they digest these pastas really easy. They cause no inflammation, and they don't get the usual sugar rush. And a lot of it is because we're using grains that are authentic, you know, they're non-GMO. And one of the ones that we really like is the Tuminia pasta. You're going to see that it's a darker pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And this grain, I call it whole wheat, but it's not whole wheat the way it's defined in America. Because in America, whole wheat means white flour with coloring to make it look dark. And then they go and they put processed fiber and processed, wheat germ. And then they call it whole wheat. And it's all coming from different sources. Where our pasta is made, you know, with wheat that is coming from one source. And the way we process, it has the natural fibers there. It has the natural wheat germ there. So you can really call it whole wheat that is only coming from one seed. It's not coming from a bunch of places.
Right.
It's natural. And, ours, the Tuminia, has 6 times the fiber, and it has no sugars on it. So I have a lot of people that have diabetic. And that they are diabetics and they're eating it and they're saying it's absolutely delicious and it's not affecting their sugar levels. You know, obviously it's different for everybody. I make no promises, but all I can tell you is an authentic product. And then we're also bringing tomato sauce that is really amazing.
I've tried the tomato sauce. Color. It's fantastic. The tomato sauce is fantastic. Yes.
I'm happy you liked it. It has no sugar yet. Is nice and sweet because we pick the tomatoes when they're ripe, And it has no coloring. So I tell people, if you're going to mix it with mushrooms or beef, you're going to notice that the sauce is going to become less red.
Right.
And the reason is because it's natural, you
know? Right. It gets darker. When you put beef in it, it starts to get a little brown to it. That's why.
Correct. And that is a sign that it's a natural, that's a sign of a natural product, you know, that it doesn't have any preservative or any coloring on it. And that's what we're doing. You know, our goal is really to bring into the market products that are authentic and that they are made the old way, because we really believe that products can be, food can be preserved without any of the extra stuff that the industry made. Unfortunately, it takes time. You cannot produce these products overnight like, you know, the industry does. So everything we have is limited. We sometimes run out of our products, and that's the reason, because everything we make really comes from harvest. And whatever we harvest, that's what we get to make and sell.
How are you with inventory on olive oil? I remember one year you did run out when you were a sponsor on the show. How was this last harvest? How are you on inventory on olive oil?
Right now, we are fine, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure we're going to make it all the way to December.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, we're really selling well. People are really starting to catch up. I mean, if you go to Amazon, we have over 573 reviews, all 5 stars. And when people taste Papa Vince, you know, they really can't belief what a difference is from what they thought it was, extra virgin olive oil. So our sales are really increasing. So I'm not sure we'll make it all the way to December, but thank God we have a harvest coming up in November. And so hopefully, you know, but yes, you're right. We have a limited harvest, but we should be okay.
So to my audience, don't sit and wait on this special SHR 45 for 2 bottles for $45. Take advantage. I promise you, this is not a sales pitch. We've used Papa Vince ever since we learned about it. Even when Papa Vince wasn't a sponsor anymore, we still bought Papa Vince olive oil because we want the best, and it's the best tasting on top of that. So take advantage of this. Don't wait and then go to order it and find out that they've run out, because they did that one year. Wait, like, I want to say you ran out. It was like October, end of October, and they were done, because the previous harvest was not as fruitful as you had hoped. So whatever they produced, that's all they have.
That's right. We run out in October, and we didn't have any until February.
Yeah, so take advantage, because I will promise you something. Once you start using Papa Vince, when you get the bottle, open it, smell it, then take a teaspoon, pour a teaspoon off, and put it in your mouth. And just let it sit there for a second, roll it around your tongue, and then swallow it. And what you will say is this: I have never tasted an olive oil that tastes like this. It's spicy. It has a buttery feeling to it. It has a variety of flavors that just kind of pop out after you swallow it. Some of you may say, oh, my God, it's so spicy. Yes, if you drink it straight, it's spicy. But when you put it on salads and food, that spiciness breaks down to just a flavor that comes through no matter what you put on it, or put it on, I should say.
Yeah, so, and the spiciness is very important, Carl, because though that is an indication that is plenty, that is full of antioxidants. And what the antioxidants do, the polyphenols, they actually irritate your throat. You're gonna feel the spice right in the back of your throat. And that's how you know is real extra virgin olive oil. In fact, you know, the police in Italy, they are trained to taste extra virgin olive oil. And when they go to these places to see if it is fake or not, that's what they do. They taste it. And if they don't have the spicy kick right in the back of their throat, they know it's fake.
Interesting. And you know what? That Bertolli olive oil that I used that day, it's heavy. It's dull. It tastes like motor oil. It had no flavor at all, and definitely no spiciness. Definitely no spiciness.
Yes. And I tell people to make sure they don't confuse the spiciness with rancidity, Because when an oil gets rancid, the moment it touches your mouth, it's going to burn.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
this is different.
And there's a huge difference.
Yeah, this
That's right. Because when you put Papa Vince in your mouth, what you're going to feel is at first you're not going to feel anything. And then all of a sudden, like in 30 seconds and sometimes a minute, you get that nice spicy kick and you go, whoom!
Yes, yes.
And then
yes.
it leaves. But it's very delectable, delicious. It's something that you really grow addictive to it. And another attribute of real extra virgin olive oil is that it always enhances the flavor of your food. And I'm sure you noticed that, Carl, that when you put in your salad, what Papa Vince does, it makes your tomatoes and your strawberries and everything just taste better. And it kind of stays behind, enhancing everything, making it taste fresh, and yet without never overpowering
right.
the ingredients.
There's no,
Have
there's
you
no,
noticed
there,
that?
There is no olive oil on the planet like Papa Vince. And there's a reason for that, because this is a unique olive, and the way they process it is unique, too. They press the olive oil. They don't use any type of extraction process. It's basically pressing it, letting gravity do its job, allowing the olives to drip out. It's really, you end up with a lot more sediment, not sediment, but particulate matter from the olives in it that gives it the flavor. I'm telling you, if you've never tried Papa Vince before, you have to try it. If you've tried it before and you've run out, it's time to get some more. Go to superhumanradio.com or papavince.com. Use the coupon code SHR45. Two bottles for $45. Ridiculously low price. Vatina, thank you for coming back as a sponsor, Vatina.
You are very welcome. Thank you for having me, Carl.
Okay, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Great.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye to everybody.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Russ Scala, and we're going to have a very, very interesting discussion about addiction. Stay tuned.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So my next guest is a very, very interesting guy. The reality is that he works with some of the wealthiest people in the world, but you'll never hear one of them recommend him or refer him or maybe even casually talk well about him at a party, because what he does for these people is something they probably don't want to talk about in the open. And he takes some of these people who have used their wealth and their lifestyle to become addicted to drugs and other things. And they've tried everything that's available to a wealthy person with no success. Their lives are crashing and burning. And enter Russ Scala. How you doing, Russ?
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful.
Great
wonderful.
Show, man. I love what you're doing.
Thank you. And I want you, those of you listening to this show right now, going, oh, this isn't about me. Oh, yes, it is. If you're like me and have to kick caffeine every 3 years, if you find yourself freaking out because you can't reach your cell phone right now to get on Facebook, if you're one of those people who, if you're not taking a supplement every 5 minutes, you don't feel like you're productive and doing your job. If you're one of those people like me who goes to the gym when you shouldn't and makes your progress go backwards because you're trying to beat a cold and you say, oh, I can go to the gym today, and now you're sicker the next day, let me tell you something. You have the brain of an addict. An addict is somebody who does something over and over again that starts to derail their lives, starts to derail their health, gets them to lose their job, gets them to lose their family. And we all have these attributes today, unfortunately, in this population. Caffeine is a big player here. Everybody lines up at Starbucks in the morning. It's not because that coffee tastes good. They need that rush. They need that buzz. And then every 3 hours thereafter, they're reaching for a monster drink or something. We are all inches away from being an addict. And quite frankly, if you were a millionaire, it wouldn't be coffee. It may be opiates. It may be cocaine. Look at John Belushi. It may be speedballs. The bottom line is this. There's a reason those of us who have the addictive brain have it. And there are ways to correct it. And ironically, the path for correcting the addicted brain intersects with the path for performance. And I love it. It comes back to the same things that we do for performance. Russ, how did you get into this business, first of all?
Yeah, it was an interesting evolution. I've been involved in medicine for 40 years. And as you can imagine, I started out working in the emergency room in high school. I became a paramedic. I was attached to the SWAT team. I got to see all the collateral damage, the addictive behavior, the stuff I was dealing with on emergency scenes with people dying in my arms, the alcohol that was being abused, the drugs that were being abused by my physician coworkers. And I had to switch my community, Carl. I moved over into the triathlete community in the early 80s, and I started to drift away from, you know, my bad community, and I became a triathlete while I was in grad school. And as you know, giving drugs on the scene as a paramedic, I always had to understand the physiology, which I'm just as fascinated today with. That evolution allowed me to partner with some of the best research labs in the country to focus on brain chemistry, addictions, whether it's carbohydrate or heroin. I've been working in this area for a long time, and I see a paradigm shift coming. If you look at the traditional addictive programs throughout the United States, California, and Florida, it's like one Model T Ford for everybody. We have to personalize, like you said, addiction protocols based on metabolic markers, based on neurotransmitter levels, based on whether we have a low circulating DRD4 gene, the low dopamine gene, which allows us to not deal with dead air very well. And that's, like you said, whether it's a multimillionaire I'm working with or a celebrity, when they get into trouble, it's during that time, that downtime, when there's dead air. That's when they try to, they need that boost from the drugs, from the sex, from the alcohol, if that makes sense.
You know, it's interesting you use the term dead air, because I find this about myself. And keep in mind, I am one of those addictive people, right? In the 70s, late 70s and throughout the 80s, I abused drugs. I did everything but inject. I snorted heroin. That was okay as long as I didn't use a needle. You know, I snorted cocaine. That was popular back then. In fact, it was requisite. You know, if everybody was doing it, it was accepted. It was part of the social fabric. So it wasn't like today where it was frowned on. And I definitely drank way too much back then. Alcohol is probably one of the most popular abused agents in our society today, and it's condoned. But it's interesting when you say the dead air. About 5 years ago, I started to notice that when I wasn't doing anything, I was thinking, gee, should I be taking some supplements right now? Maybe I should go make a GHRP6 shot. Maybe let me go take some. And so you're spot on about that. It's in the spaces of silence that the true addict brain shows up, isn't it?
Yeah, and that I love how you put that, because all the listeners out there, and you know, when I'm working one-on-one with people, I got to get the backstory. If I don't get the backstory, then you know, I'm dropped into the second act of a third act play. Physicians, God love them, they're completely lost. There's a nutritional and hormonal component to addictions. And one of the things that's not being talked about is something called the opiate bowel. If somebody's on opiates or alcohol, they cause an imbalance in their intestinal flora that impacts their brain chemistry. The intestinal tract is now considered the second brain. So when people are on opiates or alcohol, and I do the advanced testing that we do, and I see that they have low hormone levels, low thyroid levels, if we don't optimize their HPA axis, then we're never going to impact the brain chemistry. And another thing, Carl, that you'll understand is that there's something called opiate-induced neuroplasticity. If you're taking opiates for, say, 2 to 3 weeks for a broken leg, as an example, then you actually grow new brain tissue to support that addiction. And a lot of these addiction centers don't look at that. So when we test, we look at something called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That's the miracle grow for the brain. Now, when we test and enhance brain-derived neurotrophic factor, we have to think about vascular endothelial growth factor that supports the veins and arteries to support that new growth of new brain tissue. So when you go into an addiction center, if you think you're going to get well in 90 days, you're not. Your brain has hardwired to that addiction, and that's what we need to look at. That's what we need to expose. And that's what I talk about on the Russ Scali YouTube channel when I was developing a program for the military.
Okay, so let's stay with this just for a second longer. One of the things that's interesting about the microbiome is that when you preferentially farm certain microbes in your gut and the population of those microbes grow because of a bad diet, because of using opioids, when you stop, those microbes become very vocal in their dissatisfaction in you not giving them their food. And what they do is they produce chemicals that go right to your brain that could that increase desire. They're like spoiled kids. I want chocolate. I want chocolate. I want opioids. I want opioids. Those chemicals go right to your brain. And your brain knows the only way to quench them is to give the microbes that drug. People don't realize that the microbes influence behavior.
Yeah, that's I love what you're saying. You're talking about cellular crosstalk. I don't want to get too complicated, but I just want to say you are spot on. In 1996, I went to one of the best microbiome testing labs in the United States. At the time, they were called the Great Smokies Diagnostic Lab. And I met the leaders in the field. And I can't believe it took this long for people to start understanding that your intestinal tract is the second brain. It has a lot to do with neurotransmitter levels and serotonin. And the book Potatoes Not Prozac speaks directly to this. So you're spot on with that. And again, the addiction centers that I've been to, and I've been to some very high-level centers, they're not even looking at the intestinal tract.
So let's talk about some commonalities in addictive personalities. Would you say that there is some sort of dopamine relationship to addiction?
Yeah, I do believe that addiction is multifactorial. If we go back 100,000 years and think about us as hunters and gatherers, you know, we got up in the morning, we did persistent hunting, we were constantly moving, where today we're sitting still. You know, we would eat a diet of a correct balance of omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids. A lot of the neurobiologists say that our prefrontal cortex, the last part of our brain that was developed, was due to the high amount of essential fats we were getting. So I do believe that we are born to move, and those of us that are not born to move, that are on the standard American diet, we compromise not only our metabolism but our brain chemistry, and then we start looking for a quick fix.
How important are omega-3s to this whole discussion?
That's really important. I tested a guy last month that he was omega-3 dominant. So he was like eating like 8 salmon a week. When you're omega-3 dominant, we have something called a red blood cell essential fatty acid analysis. And as you articulate so well, your body has to have the lipid bilayer of the trillions of cells in our body are surrounded by cholesterol. Our myelin sheath, the little covering that covers all our nerves, has a specific essential fatty acid balance so electrochemical messengers can travel up and down the neurological architecture so we can move our hand or you can move your body when you're working out. Now, these essential fatty acids, when they become out of balance, they cause a problem. Now, the slick marketing out there, a lot of people think they should be banging down the omega-3 fats all the time. And basically, you are not what you eat, Carl. You are what you absorb. So you can get it from eating food. You could get your balance of essential fats. I'd rather see somebody eat some sardines than take a synthetic supplement that's sitting on the shelf for months.
I'm with you. I'm with you about salmon. I just like to eat salmon once a day. One nice 6-ounce piece of salmon once. And actually, I'm eating it raw now that I'm getting it from Vital Choice. So I thaw it out. I don't even cook it. I slice it up like sashimi and I eat it. So do you find that you can help people by getting them to consume more omega-3s when they are in the addiction process?
Yeah, I mean, you understand that every lipid bilayer of the cells in our body, when you have the right balance of omega-3 to omega-6 fats, the lipid bilayer in the cells allow good nutrients in and out more efficiently, if that makes sense. That is one of the puzzle pieces, Carl. If we walked into a room, into an addiction center, and we had 10 addicts, with the advanced testing and the knowledge level that you and I have, we could speed their results faster than what they're getting in the addiction center. That's just biology, from what you know.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about sex steroids, sex hormones specifically, okay?
Okay.
We're talking with Russ Scala. We're going to give you his – you know what, Russ, plug your websites also real quick.
Yeah, it's ScalaPrecisionHealth.com. RussCalley.com and the RussCalley YouTube channel. I've invested a lot of money just to educate people because it's just my way of giving back. So those are the two areas you can see what we're doing.
Okay. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. I picked this song because I thought it was a good song. It sounds like Addiction, but it's actually about a guy in love with a woman that he can't have. Bruce Springsteen. So we're talking with Russ Scala right now. And I suspect that sex hormones play a large role in the propensity to develop addictive behavior. And here's my reasoning. We know that lots of psychoses, like schizophrenia, occur as young children go through puberty. The introduction of sex hormones changes the way neural hormones work and affect the brain. We also know that when women go through menopause, quite often their family members will say their personality just changed. The abrupt cessation of estrogen quite often can actually make a woman's brain work differently. We know that sex hormones both modulate and attenuate hormones that affect mood. So while it may not be the sex hormones directly affecting addiction, do they play a role in modulating and attenuating things like dopamine and hormones, neural hormones that actually have been identified as playing a role in addiction?
Yeah, you're spot on with that. Let me preface this by saying, in 2005, I was director of research for development for Signature Pharmacy, where we were setting up anti-aging centers all over Florida. My job was to educate the physicians on how to practice outside the standard of care. So I got to look at thousands and thousands of lab work results and plug in mitochondrial testing along with the hormonal replacement therapy. I would educate the doctors. I would travel to Chicago, New York, Vegas, and have shows and put on presentations with the physicians signing back onto our pharmacy to follow our protocols. So back in 2005, Carl, I said, Jesus, these hormones, the research I'm doing, I knew they were going to be important for the heart and be important for the brain. Now, stay with me here. When you go back to the psychiatric industry, for 100 years, these guys have been treating the head and not the body.
Mm-hmm.
They've been giving people labels like bipolar, schizophrenia. And like you said, you give a label and you follow it with a drug. You're not looking at the multiple metabolic markers that impact the brain chemistry. So, yes, you're spot on with that. On the Russ Galley YouTube channel, I put up a video called PED Save My Life about this same research that when I was a triathlete, I suppressed my HPA axis so bad that it took me 4 years to rehab myself using growth hormone, testosterone, thyroid, cortisol. And with my physiological background, I thought fast race times meant I was healthy. Oh, my God. I almost died a couple of times, and I had arrhythmia called atrial fibrillation, which a lot of the endurance athletes are now experiencing. A lot of the friends that I train with, Carl, are dead now. And here we thought we were doing something good for ourselves.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it does. One of the things testosterone does, let's forget about muscle and forget about libido for a minute. Testosterone, with the brain injury patients I work with, elevated IGF-1, okay? And IGF-1 helps stimulate neuroplasticity and synaptogenesis, if you could believe that. I just recently worked with John Michael Knight. He's a kid in town here that got a scholarship for lacrosse. He had a stroke at 18 years old. He was at the Shepherd Rehab Center, and when he got home, I pulled my team in to develop a treatment protocol for him. And these are the areas that we were working on. We actually compared and contrast what was being done at the Mayo Clinic, and then we put it right up on there in the video what we did when I pulled my team together. So what you're talking about here, Carl, is, I sit with the leading neurologists in the country, and they basically said, and I love these guys because they're so honest with me, the guys that I work with, they just said that ever since we're able to look inside the brain a few years ago with fMRIs, it changed the landscape in neurology. These guys all got to go back and be retrained, brother.
So it sounds to me, and I anecdotally, you know, N equals one, me being the rat. Remember when I went on testosterone in 2007, and I went from being a grumpy, moody, disappointed in life individual to being somebody who felt like they had the lights were turned on in my life again. I had energy. My outlook changed. So I have to believe that when you get to that point in your life, whether it's at 20 or 50, where you are starting to feel like your life is missing something, you start to experiment with things to try to fill that gap. Is that where the addiction starts?
Yeah, it can. And no, it is. And man, you're like, God damn, you're nailing it. Exactly. I mean, you know, why are kids eating a bad diet and they're bulletproof in their teens? Because their hormone levels are all optimized.
Right.
I mean, they could handle it. You know, why, you know, when somebody feels the way you do, think about our traditional medical system. What are their options? Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft that damage your mitochondria on a cellular level. We know now it damages the prefrontal cortex, when in reality, if these guys just optimized a little bit of their thyroid levels, if they optimize their testosterone, those two areas will impact more brain function than any current SSI on the market. And it's a shame that this information is not getting into people's hands.
You know, it really is. It's amazing. I'm thinking about this. So what about things like, we just did a show about neuroplasticity and LSD. But the reality, low-dose LSD, micro-dose LSD, we're talking about 1-2 micrograms of LSD. I've also read something recently about Deprenyl. Is that right? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, you are.
Is Deprenyl also something that enhances neuroplasticity and may even be more specific to dendritic type of brain tissue?
Yeah, again, when we're talking about neuroplasticity, synaptogenesis, remember that neurons that fire together wire together. So anytime you're under any physical, mental, or emotional stress, and you elevate cortisol, you shut all the hormones levels off in your body like a clock. Whether you're a war veteran, an executive, or a postpartum mom, when you're under stress, you suppress your neurotransmitter levels and all your hormonal levels. So if you want to get out of that, you've got to optimize your hormonal levels up into the higher end as you did to feel better. Okay, this is another area that's not being talked about that's really important. Listen, we're going to have 8,000 people a day for the next 20 years, going to turn 65. What you're talking about, Carl, is going to be so important for these people to hear. You know, I mean, really, I mean, when I, in my head, I used to take people into nursing homes as a kid, as a paramedic, watch them deteriorate. And I'm like, holy shit, I was like, this is just crazy. And then I got, you know, fast forward 20 years, I watched the 60, 70, and 80-year-olds in these hormonal replacement centers, you know, saying, you know, I still got a quality of life. I'm still going to ride my bike around Europe. It was like night and day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. It really, really is amazing. So do you think that we should be looking at things like Deprenyl and low-dose MDMA and low-dose or micro-dose LSD as the future frontier of treatment? Because obviously SSRIs, and they just don't work. They really don't work. SSRIs just make you numb to life. They don't make you happy. They don't make you sad. They make you numb.
Right. Again, I think if you go back and study the introduction of psychedelics, there was a doctor named Abraham Hoffa that in the 1950s, he was studying nutrition. He was actually studying the B vitamins that were wrapped around certain grains. He went back and got his MD in psychiatry, and he was one of the first doctors to work with low-dose LSD inside Saskatchewan Hospital for alcoholics. But thanks to Timothy Leary, God love all the work that he'd done to shine a light on things, it got a bad name. It got vilified like testosterone and got put on the back burner. But I think these low-dose the low-dose LSD was developed by Sandoz. It does impact the brain. It has a synesthetic response where people come out of it feeling completely changed. What it does on a cellular level needs to be investigated. I think it's going to be a tool in the future to enhance people's brain chemistry, similar to virtual reality. We could increase brain-derived neurotrophic factor with virtual reality. We know we can do it with low-dose psychedelics. They've been in many cultures and used across many years, from ayahuasca to mescaline, with a lot of spiritual enhancing effects. medicine just is trying to figure out how to make a buck with it before they roll it out.
You know, you talk about neuroplasticity. I remember reading a study probably 10 years ago that was done on gorillas. They took a group of gorillas and they moved them out of the gorilla pen, cage, whatever you want to call it, at the San Diego Zoo. And they were in a cage where they were able to interact with other large apes. And they were surrounded by green, lush, forest-like environment. And they took a control group that they left in a smaller area, a more confined area. And they had access to each other, and they could still see the sky, the horizon, and so on. And they took another group, I think it was three gorillas, and they put them in separate, very large rooms with windows that they could see out, but they couldn't be out. They couldn't interact with any of the monkeys. And this was cruel, obviously, to do to a large ape. They only did it for a short period of time. I want to say they did it for like a month. And however they measured synaptic activity in the brain, and also by region, but also the ability for the brain to sprout new neurons. And obviously, right, what is expected happened. The monkeys that were confined, and I think of people in jail when I think of this, their brain started to shrink, and the areas of activity that are more prone with psychoses and also phobia became more active, and the areas of the brain more associated with good thinking, let's say, for lack of better terms, started to shrink. But it was reversible. Once they put them back out there with their fellow monkeys, and it didn't take long at all for it to reverse and come back to normal. So we're all talking about drugs. Oh, this will increase well, guess what else increases neuroplasticity? Being out in an environment that makes you feel really good. Get out in the woods once in a while. Walk amongst the trees. Be with friends. Social, you know, we know, they say people who are older people who are part of community do much better than older people who are alone. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, and you're spot on. You're just, you know, you're nailing it. You know, usually when, like yourself, Carl, you've been through an evolution, you've been educated, you're on the tip of the spear. It all makes sense what you're saying, but now they're calling that social neurobiology, and you're so right. It affects neuroplasticity in a positive way. The amygdala, the first school shooter, John Whitman, killed a bunch of people when he was on top of the Texas Book Depository.
Yes, right.
Yeah, he had a tumor on his amygdala. So what we're finding out now is abused children, people that stay in front of the internet for 16 hours, they enhance the amygdala section, as you said, and they suppress their prefrontal cortex or their decision-making processes. So, yes, your community, again, is part of the healing process. And the jail, that the jail thing is spot on, unless they're in jail and they have a community around them. I always tell guys when I meet them and when I'm getting a backstory on them, show me your three friends and I'll show you your health, right?
Oh, I like that.
I mean, how true? I mean, it's exactly what you just said.
Right.
But how true is that?
Yeah.
You got guys who got to go out every night and they got to drink and they can't deal with dead air and they're bitching about their job or whatever. That soon becomes hardwired. You're so right. You got to detach yourself. You know, my evolution through this, it's lonely. When I had to leave the cops, firemen, and SWAT guys, my community, that was lonely. And then when I damaged my body racing as a triathlete, I had to quit racing. It took me 10 years to ride with the top cyclists, and then I had to go back and get a coffee and watch everybody ride by me. You know, so making these changes is difficult, you know, because you know, sometimes you just got to look in the mirror and say, man, this community I'm with, unhealthy.
Interesting. I like that. I want to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Russ Scala. We'll be right back.
Wow. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without
it. 6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Russ Scala about the emerging science for treating addiction. So what's some of the most exciting stuff that's coming out now when we talk about treating addiction, Russ?
Yeah, I think understanding the opiate-induced neuroplasticity, that now that we can look inside the brain in real time, we know that there's new brain tissue that actually grows and supports the addiction. And then the opiate bowel, getting these addiction centers. I'm consulting with a few addiction centers right now to use more nutritional and hormonal therapy to go after the opiate bowel. Because as you and I just discussed, you are not what you eat, you already absorb. You got 1,000 different flora in your intestinal tract that impact your neurotransmitter levels in your brain. The addiction centers, you know, they're so busy right now, they don't want to change their model, but, you know, this is a capitalistic society, so the people that I'm working with right now, they want to be on the tip of the spear. I don't need my name on anything. I just want to see this get into people's hands. I've worked directly with addicts face-to-face. I started this research back when I was on the SWAT team, drinking too much, and well, the collateral damage that I witnessed for 20 years, it's time. It's going to be changing real soon.
So what role does occupational hazard have in that type of addiction? I know a lot of police officers that drink. I know a lot of criminal attorneys that are flat-out alcoholics. What about occupations where people just become, they want to just become numb to what they just dealt with in their 9-to-5?
Yeah, and that's good. Well, I think I'm going to lean on you for that, because when you were experiencing feeling very bad and feeling grumpy, this is an example of suppression of the hypothalamus pituitary gonadal axis. When you're under stress, if you're an attorney, if you're a war veteran, okay, if you're a guy that dealt with a death in his family, your hormonal and nutritional levels are going to be suppressed, and it's going to impact your brain chemistry, and this is where the addiction door opens. Does that make sense, Carl?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't want to lose anybody, but that's what's not being done. So, you know, if we could focus, if we could, you know, it's not hard. It's not rocket science. A lot of guys just focus on testosterone. There's a lot of doctors I know. These testosterone clinics are opening up all over Florida, and they're just treating testosterone in isolation. I'm like, guys, it doesn't take that much to do it the right way. I mean, you're killing me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree completely. What do you think the most abused agent in society is today? Is it caffeine?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of I think caffeine. Everybody's brain chemistry is suppressed, as you know. So we're going to gravitate towards things that are going to give us a boost. Now, on the flip side of that, if you do the research back 100 years and you bring it forward, caffeine and nicotine are actually nootropics, and caffeine and nicotine are slowing the symptoms of Parkinson's disease when delivered in the right doses. I was working on some transdermal dosing of that because, believe it or not, the myelin sheath that covers our neurons and allows electrochemical messengers to travel up and down a neuron, when you use caffeine and nicotine, it enhances acetylcholine and allows us to enhance and slow down the Parkinson's symptoms, believe it or not.
Yeah, I've actually seen that. You know what's interesting? Estradiol. So there's an Italian scientist in Toronto that I communicated with when I first started doing the show, and her Italian accent was so strong she didn't want to do the show. She did two really great studies. They took ovariectomized rats. They gave one group MPTP. For those of you who don't know what MPTP is, it's a very long word. It's an industrial solvent that in the 70s found its way into heroin as a cut to dilute the heroin. All of the junkies that used it, they developed Parkinson's disease or Parkinsonism spontaneously after just one injection of the stuff. The New York City Health Department got to the bottom of it. They let junkies know that MPTP was in the heroin, and slowly did things to clean it up. But in the meantime, what they found out was that MPTP was a great model for Parkinson's research. So there's a scientist in Toronto, and she did two great studies. She took two groups, ovariectomized rats. She gave one, she gave them both injections of MPTP, but one group, they infused estradiol, benzoate, in a saline push into, I guess, the carotid artery, the artery that goes to the brain. The rats that did not, the rats that got saline only developed Parkinson's-like symptoms in 6 hours. The rats that got the estradiol push took 6 weeks to develop Parkinson's-like symptoms.
Yeah, and you're spot on with that, because we know estrogen is important for stimulating the development of new brain tissue. That's why a lot of the bodybuilders I work with over the past 10 years that were taking estrogen blockers started having a lot of, and I'm not shooting down any bodybuilders. This is face-to-face stuff that I've seen. Those estrogen blockers, you know, were causing a lot of brain symptoms in these guys. I'm telling you that you're spot on with that, Carl.
It's really interesting. And this is why aromatase inhibitors are dangerous. And this is why women develop Parkinson's disease at a similar rate as men once they go through menopause, because they lose the protective mechanism of estradiol. It's interesting. But meanwhile, no one in the Parkinson's disease community pays attention to this or even suggests HRT as a possible treatment protocol for Parkinson's disease. Not one. No, they put you on levodopa, carbidopa, which just speeds the disease along faster.
Yeah, and I just worked with a cop out of New York. He had MS, and you know, the unraveling of the myelin sheath is basically MS. And he went from a cane to a walker to a wheelchair, and he's almost completely paralyzed right now when I got a hold of him. But when I was doing his backstory, great guy. I got him on all the hormone therapy with my doctors. But when I was doing his backstory, Carl, he worked on a golf course. Guess what he was doing on the golf course?
Spraying the golf course with stuff?
Bada bing, brother. You're spot on. He was using insecticides. That was ground zero for his neurological deterioration and the unraveling of the myelin sheath. Yeah. And again, here you and I are talking about stuff that's not even at the major neurological centers yet. You know, and I'm not saying that we're rock stars, but imagine if a center, a neurological center, and I work with brain, I rehabbed a couple of brain injury patients and I documented all this stuff on the Russ Scali YouTube channel. Imagine if one center with 5,000 patients just incorporated what we're saying today.
Yeah.
They would be the rock stars. And because, you know, medicine compartmentalizes everything. They compartmentalize, you know, let's look at this for an example. What do diabetes, dementia, obesity all have in common? Elevated insulin levels and inflammation.
Right.
So if a general practitioner really wanted to do his job, understand a little bit about nutrition, and he incorporated a lot of stuff you advertised for, the ketogenic diet, intermittent fasting, increased hormonal levels. I mean, testosterone by itself lowers insulin. I've got diabetic patients that take testosterone. It lowers their requirement for insulin. You know, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anybody like that. I just think they don't know. And when they're in medical school, they get blinders put on, and the pharmaceutical companies basically say, listen, when you roll that screen down in your head and you're taking care of somebody, it's symptom drug, symptom drug, symptom drug, when in reality, dementia, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, all ground zero is elevated insulin levels and inflammation. And again, like you said, the compartmentalization of our medical system is going to be no different than Blockbuster Video when they were trading on the S&P with 5,000 locations. They didn't see Netflix coming.
Right, right.
What you and I are talking about, we're Netflix. And Eric Topol's book, New York Times bestseller, The Patient Will See You Now, in 400 pages, here's what you could drill down on. Eric Topol said in the book, The Patient Will See You Now, people are going to run their own lab work, form communities on social media, reach out to each other, and form groups and communities and heal each other all without a physician. It's being done right now.
Yeah, it is. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's profound. Plug your websites again, please, and your YouTube channel.
My website is Scala Precision Health. I'm in Winter Park, Florida. I've got people flying in to go through the program with my docs. And I put the YouTube, the Russ Scala YouTube channel up there so people can watch a 3-minute video or some of them a little longer. For people to get this information, put it in their hands. And if they get a diagnosis of cancer, diabetes, or dementia, my goal with the video is you can watch it and then start making moves immediately.
Yeah. Very, very good. So check it out. Stay with me, Russ. And then also let's thank thanks to Vitina Fio. Papa Vince is back as a sponsor. There's banner ads up on SuperHumanRadio.com. Or you can go to PapaVince.com. Use the coupon code SHR45. Get 2 bottles of the best olive oil right from Sicily that you will ever have in your life. I promise you that if you use Papa Vince, you will never be satisfied with any other olive oil ever again. It's that good. And look for my blog in the next couple days. I'll post that recipe for my favorite homemade salad dressing. It's so good, you'll drink it right out of the bottle. Russ, thanks for being on the show in such short notice, brother.
Okay, anytime, bro.
Okay, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.